Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us again for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and it's always a joy to have you join us. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thanks for just listening in. So many times we have the privilege of interviewing folks that have unique opportunities, and today is certainly no exception. We have Bruce Burry and Andy Alexander with us today in the studio. Bruce now is the fellow that's always behind the scenes, always doing all the recording for this broadcast and the editing and all that type of thing. But we have asked him just kind of leave the desk and come on into the studio because, Bruce, you and Andy had a fantastic opportunity just a couple of weeks ago.
We did. We went to Nicaragua on a short-term mission trip to play softball.
Wait a minute. Missions? Softball?
Believe it
Seriously.
Or not. Yes.
Now, I know a lot of people that are listening to this would go, now I'd be into that. Missions and softball.
There would be a few who might be interested in that, especially if they're serious ball players like Andy and I.
Because you played how many games?
We played 14 games while we were down there, and all of the games were between 95 and 100 degrees.
Serious ball players. I can totally understand that. Oh, my goodness. And you heard about this opportunity how?
I heard about it through Andy.
Andy, tell us how it opened up.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to come in again and
share
about Crossfire Ministry in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of back up to about 9-10 years ago when I was living in North Carolina, I was playing softball with the church softball team,
right.
And a few of us would go and play on a weekend in a tournament once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And one day in Gastonia, North Carolina, we were playing in a tournament, and here was this Crossfire softball team. They got my attention because they were all in uniform, but on the back of their uniform was John 14:6 scripture that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me.
Right.
Sometimes you'll see softball teams that have a cross or something on their shirt,
mm-hmm.
but what was different about Crossfire is immediately when the game is over, they invite you to share on the pitcher's mound. And they share the gospel, and then another person may share their testimony on how they came to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
One person who has just played a game.
Has just played a game.
Right, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt at that point when I experienced that and I walked off of that field that the Lord put that on my heart. I just had this sense that this is what I am going to do.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, now in 2015, I started a team in Wisconsin in 2010.
Okay.
So this is our sixth year in Wisconsin.
Right.
But now that, you know, I was with this team, and we had the opportunity to go to Nicaragua, this very same pitcher that was in Gastonia 9-10 years ago was on this trip with us.
Awesome.
So that was a really, really neat time. His name was Jim Coddington.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how Crossfire softball got to Wisconsin. Okay. I moved home.
Right.
And then started the ministry here. So we've been playing in tournaments and putting on tournaments and basically using the game of softball as an opportunity, as a door to reach people that may never go to a church, you know, knock on a church door. They may never go, but the gospel is going to them.
And you met Bruce through the Avenue of Softball.
Exactly. Bruce, you want to share all that?
It was interesting, you know, how God works and connects people. I got to play in Nicaragua because of my connection to Andy, and I met Andy at a tournament that they sponsor, Crossfire Tournament in Beaver Dam. And I went to that tournament because of a different friend of mine, and I met that friend because he was umping a league that I was playing in.
Okay.
And I was playing in that league because of another friend through church. So it's just interesting how God works to weave everybody together. And in the end, he knew before I was even born that we would all weave together to be on this trip to Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Andy, is this the first Crossfire international trip you guys have taken?
This is the first one that I have been on. They have been to Nicaragua many times, but they haven't gone in 4 or 5 years, I believe.
Okay.
So this is the first time in a while, and it is the first time I've been on a international mission trip myself.
Right. So as soon as you found out, or did you plan it?
I did not plan it.
You just found out they were planning on doing it, and then you got together with Bruce and said, guess what?
Yeah, he actually sent out an email that he and another guy named Andy were going on this trip, and he wanted the rest of the Crossfire guys to pray for him and maybe consider supporting him. And I thought about it and discussed it with my wife, and the next morning I sent him an email and said, you know, it's been on my bucket list ever since I read your email last night.
Oh, that's a long bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That someday I'd like to play international softball. And I said if they hadn't met their quota for old guys on the team, I'd be interested.
Okay. And how quickly did you get a response?
Pretty quick. He didn't have to think about it too long.
Okay. After he got done laughing, then he pulled himself together and said, well, okay, we'll consider Bruce. You're how old, Bruce?
As of today, I'm 46.
46. See, there are folks that are listening to our broadcast today that, you know, may feel like, well, I'm too old to do anything like that. But, hey, at the age of 46, you're still trucking.
And I was not the oldest guy in the team.
There you go. And the idea of doing something that you enjoy doing, that God's given you a talent to do, and sharing the gospel, what an awesome combination.
Amen.
Yep.
So as you got there, tell us about the schedule of what it was like on a regular day.
Well, when we got there, it was later in the evening, and we stayed at a mission house through another organization called Open Eyes Ministries.
Okay.
And Open Eyes is focusing on Central America, specifically Nicaragua, Honduras, and Costa Rica, to share the gospel. And they provided the meals and transportation and interpreters, and they had lined up the games that we were going to play.
Okay.
And they have roughly 26 ministry teams come in each year for a week at a time, but we were the only sports-related team that comes in.
I see. Okay.
So they'll come in and help with their different ministries, and they have different street ministries and crusade outreaches and a feeding program where they take food boxes out to families and share the gospel with them. They have construction ministries where they can actually build a church for about $6,000.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. We can't even get plans drawn for $6,000.
Nope.
And so when you guys got there, they pretty well had everything organized and ready to go. Now, where did they get all these participants for all these teams?
Well, we were truly blessed with Open Eyes Ministry. We were connected with a man named Angel, who used to be a professional baseball player in Nicaragua.
Okay.
So he was very well known,
yeah.
Hence very connected in that baseball world. So he had many clinics that we were able to go and help children. And also he got us into even a major league baseball stadium, and we were able to play a couple games in there. So he was just amazing connection. He's a believer, so it was great fellowship, you know, with us.
Yeah.
And to get to know him, but he really had us blessed and connected throughout the nation there.
So when you finish a game, does the other team have any clue that they're going to be invited to the pitcher's mound for anything after that game?
I'm not sure that they had any clue. They maybe did once Angel explained to them or introduced what we did.
Right.
In this setting, there was many, many people, sometimes hundreds of people that were watching the game. They were able to have a televised opportunity at one time explaining who we were and inviting them to some of these stadiums that we were playing at. So we actually put the players and the fans in the stands, and they were in the stands, and we were able to be right there on the field in front of them.
Yeah.
And be able to do a presentation. As Bruce mentioned, we were blessed to have Andy Gavin, who's out of Milwaukee, and he's a strength evangelist, where he breaks things, bends things, breaks bats across his back, and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And he uses that to share the gospel through a visual.
Right.
So there was usually Andy doing something, and then another person giving the gospel presentation, and possibly another person sharing their testimony also.
So there were times then that everybody was just gathered out in the middle of the field. There were other times that you actually had everybody seated, and the team was down on the field just kind of sharing the gospel, sharing testimonies, that kind of a thing.
Absolutely. That's exactly how it was.
So not only the players had the opportunity to hear the gospel, but any of the spectators would have the privilege of hearing the gospel as well.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, one of the interpreters would have a microphone and speaker, so he was broadcasting to everybody who was within hearing range.
Okay. Was it played in areas that was kind of surrounded by homes?
There were times where we were playing, basically it seemed like fields. There was one game, there was a horse in center field.
Well, that's cool.
Running around.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's such poverty there that there was a baseball field, and right outside the fence was kind of a hut is the best way to describe
it. Okay.
You know, and little children and families, and, you know, they live very, I don't know if you say primitive is the right word, but
yeah.
They were just there. I know one time we were near a school, and there was what seemed to be hundreds of school kids in their uniforms sitting on the bank watching us. So obviously we were very anxious to get the game over so all of these children could hear the gospel.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be neat to get to heaven and possibly to hear some testimonies of folks who said, I was in my home, and I heard this loudspeaker, and I heard this American speaking, and I thought, what is that? And listen to the message. Won't that be neat?
That's going
to be able to get to heaven and possibly hear testimonies like that. So you played 14 games.
14 games.
Okay. In how many days?
It was 6 days, pretty much, and when you count the traveling days, 6 days.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday, we played 4 games each.
Okay.
In that heat.
Wow.
And we managed to do pretty well. Not that it was important, but we did manage to win 13 of those games, including the last game against a team that had recently won a Central American tournament.
Central American tournament?
Yeah.
Many countries, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after that last game was done, I stopped and I got choked up because I realized that's the last out.
That's it. Yeah.
The mission trip was coming to an end and we were going to miss everybody that we had ministered together with there. We're going to miss each other. We're going to miss the staff at Open Eyes. They did such a great job taking care of us and cooking for us and watching over us. They're all just wonderful people. We were all choked up at the thought of leaving because the trip just went so well.
But it really doesn't have to come to an end, does it?
Well, there's a potential opportunity for another trip.
That's what I heard. Tell us about that.
Well, the trip went so well that they have tentatively invited us back for February of next year.
Okay.
Of 2016.
Okay. Well, we're afraid we're kind of running out of time here, but next time we talk, I just kind of want to get an idea of how this fits into your entire scheme of what you want to do with your lives and how God has used this to challenge you to become an integral part of evangelism, not only here, not only in Wisconsin, but around the world. So folks, be sure to tune in this next time. We'll continue this conversation. We trust it'll be a blessing to you. God bless you.